Mark Collier here for Thomas Matters Radio, sponsored today by the Newport Syndicate and Gangsters Dueling Piano Bar. They are having a big time New Year's Eve party. You can help them celebrate their 20th anniversary. Music, prime rib, buffet, drinks. They have 7 bars, ice sculptures, shrimp cocktail, late night food, champagne toast. Hey, and did you know that the Rusty Griswolds, DJ Mark McFadden, and their always famous Dueling Pianos are going to be there too? You should be there. You can click on CincyTicket.com or go to the Gangsters Dueling Piano Bar and buy tickets there. Today on the show, we have Sam Shelton. Sam has been a media mogul in the last couple of days. We first featured him on ForThomasMatters.com. Kara Uhl did a story on Sam and his interest on being the person to sit in the vacated seat for city council, which was vacated by Adam Meyer when he took the director of policy position for Governor Matt Bevin. So we have Sam and his posse today in the For Thomas Matters radio studio. Sam, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. Thanks for coming in, man. So you put your name in. You filed an application just like the 13 others that wanted the vacated seat. You are a junior at Highlands High School. You were in Mr. Harnish's, is it history class, government?
U.S. history.
So I guess tell me, you were on WCPO yesterday as well. Tony Maronis did an interview with you. It was a really cool kind of thing. Came on the 6 p.m. news, talked about your bow ties and that kind of thing. Mom was on there as well. So I guess tell me about the process from when you first heard about, the application process to where we are now.
Well, it all started when I was actually sitting in class during Mr. Poff's broadcasting class, and we were looking around, looking for new stuff to do, and just by chance, I always look at For Thomas Matters during that class.
And we certainly appreciate that.
Thank you. We definitely appreciate it, too. And while looking through it, I saw the article on Adam Meyer's leaving, and very good for him moving up in the world.
Big time promotion.
Mm-hmm. And when I saw that, I was like, man, I wonder if I can get involved that way. And so I was looking around trying to like figure out how to like, where's an application? How do I send in my name?
Sure.
And I got home that night and my mom didn't hear about it yet. So I asked her, like, should I? And she was like, have you not done it yet? I mean, this is totally you. You should totally do it. And so that night, I looked at the For Thomas City website where there was an application that you could fill out. So I filled that out. I sent a copy to Eric Haas and then one to Councilman Ken Bowman. Mm-hmm. And later after that, I did receive a email back from Mr. Mayor Eric Haas saying that he will add my name to the list. And I was very excited for that.
Yeah, so, there was 13 applications. You were probably Chuck Thompson, we should probably say, was the one that did get the vacated seat. So he will mm-hmm. sit there until December 31st of 2016. Did you get any other feedback? I read in the article that Kara did that Ken said that he loved getting your application. He thought it was an awesome thing. And in the article and on WCPO as well, your teacher said, this is younger people should be getting involved in politics. So did you get any other feedback from anybody else, any other teachers or council or the mayor afterward?
I did not receive any emails from city council or the mayor as of Monday. So I have gotten so many comments on Facebook, though, from teachers commenting and messaging me like, oh, congratulations, this is a big thing. And we'll vote for you if you run.
So this is obviously a great platform. There is an application process of actually formally getting on the city council, which ends at the end of January, I believe. So maybe not, if not this time, it definitely provides a platform for you for next time, too. Name recognition is the name of the game, and you've got to step up on that.
Yes, it is.
So I guess tell me, you're out of school right now. You're on winter break. Mm-hmm. You didn't want to tell your friends and your teachers that you were doing this. Why not?
I wanted it to be a surprise. What can I say? And it was like, I was thinking like, well, maybe they'll just like mention like, and the youngest applicant was Sam Shelton within like, who actually got it. But as of Monday of this week, it just like exploded because of Fort Thomas Matters, and which led to all this interview stuff. So,
well, and this is not a joke either. I mean, you're 100% serious. This is you believe that you're a viable candidate and that you could actually do some good.
Yeah.
So tell me, I guess you talked about you know, getting a younger person's perspective involved in city organizations or city initiatives. Talk about that.
Well, since I am in high school still, I work pretty much with kids for like 8 hours a day,
sure,
each day for an entire school year. So, and they talk. We gossip, we talk, we chat, and it's pretty much of what they want to like see Fort Thomas do. So, and I think that's like what's kind of lacking in city council, personally, that they don't have. Like, they're asking people of what kids think instead of having a kid just come forward and say it.
Well, yeah, and I don't know if you said this or if I read this somewhere else, maybe some of the comments, but it seemed like, you know, you have a lot of programs, you know, dedicated to little ones. Mm-hmm. You've got a lot of programs in the city that are dedicated to older people, but not a lot in the middle of, you know, the specter that you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. Like, they have the Tater Tots group,
yeah,
at the Armory, which I did attend when I was little, and that was a very good learning experience. And then they have, like, the walk through towns with parents and stuff, where you can go to the bars, you can go to the restaurants, you can go shop, that type of stuff. And that's mostly for older people. My type of age group, like middle school and high school students, and a little bit of college, we're kind of being, like, missed out a little bit, I feel like.
Do you have anything, like, specifically in mind? You know, when I went to they had a council as a whole committee meeting before the last city council meeting, and you attended that as well. I saw you there, which not a lot of people go to that, so kudos to you.
Thank you.
But the council before talked about, they had a brainstorming session, and one of the things that they wrote up on the whiteboard specifically was like a skate park, and maybe that is something that could cater to the age group that you're talking about. Do you have any other specific things in mind that might be a good idea?
Well, they did throw up there, and I will mention this, a zip line and a rope course thing.
Yeah.
I want to know where on earth they're going to put that.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and where they're going to get the funding from that.
Sure.
So,
now, let's talk, and we didn't talk about this at all beforehand, and I don't know that, you know, you have a financial policy extremely, like, developed here, but, like, do you have, other than, you know, the fact that you would like to get younger people involved, do you have, you know, any other policies formed? Obviously, some things that city council always talks about are, you know, the VA homes or you know, the taxes and stuff like that. Have you formed any other opinions on those types of things?
Well, taxes are taxes. When people move to Fort Thomas, I hope they know that taxes here are just like high, which makes Fort Thomas Fort Thomas.
Right.
You know, that's what pays for a lot of
the schools, and
yeah,
and which makes our community great.
I mean, the avenue looks great with the light posts and the bricking and everything,
mm-hmm,
which is a great addition to the school and will drive up property.
Sure.
So, the VA homes, I really hope to see those come true because, like, Debbie Buckley's $1 million home is back there, and I bet she wants to get her hands on one Alexander Circle. So, you know, they better hurry up on that before she starts throwing a fit. And I would love to live back there, too, when I'm older.
Who
if
wouldn't?
I can afford it.
Yeah.
I mean, those views.
So you were involved in, you mentioned Debbie Buckley, you were involved in the Junior Renaissance. Talk about your experiences there.
Well, I am not quite sure when I started, what year it was, but it was the first year she offered it. And I went in, and I was thinking, like, Renaissance, you know, like the Middle Ages, that type of stuff from Europe. But as the week progressed, we, like, went on hikes through the woods, we went over the tree trail, and we walked through all the trails on Tower Park, and one day, a bunch of kids were like, hey, do you want to go see Devil's Table? And we had no idea what that was. And so we were going through the woods, and we make it to the site of the former Altamont Springs Hotel location on Alexander. And there we saw like the table thing, which was originally part of the road. And there we started finding plate pieces and bottles and like stuff from the Civil War that were like just on the top surface. And we were so intrigued that it like continued for more years after that. And that literally jumped me into Fort Thomas history and learning about its growth over the years since its founding.
That would probably, I mean, in my view, that would be a positive for somebody on city council to have the history and breadth of knowledge of, you know, what those homes actually mean, not just because they're always there and they're always talked about and the tax of, you know, the abatements that are going to have to take place, but the history behind it is probably something that you have an advantage over people that are even on council right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, I would hope people on city council know the history of them a little bit at least.
Sure.
Because they're literally the first homes that were built on the property. It was even before the iconic water tower.
So, which has, is that 16 is on the...
Yep, it was the 16th building built.
Yeah, and FYI, if you didn't know that, that number it doesn't have anything to do with the address. You know what that means, right?
Mm-hmm. It was the 16th building built.
Right.
Every building on the fort is numbered as it was built.
Fun fact by Sam Shelton.
Yes, it is.
So let's talk about your bow ties were a big hit on the WCPO the news.
You can call it a skit if you want. It was fun.
The news segment yesterday on WCPO, and if you need to check that out, you can. We've retweeted it and tweeted it. Tony Maronis did a good job on that. But he talked about your bow ties quite a bit. Tell me a little bit about how you got into that.
Started eighth grade year. A few teachers at the high school, one in particular, started Bow Tie Tuesday, which then like kind of grew over the years since. And me, and I want to say like five other boys try and do it every Tuesday.
So still, you still do it.
It's even expanded to other days because I own so many bow ties. So.
Well, I've got one, Sam, and I had to YouTube how to tie it recently. So maybe I can get you to come over and tell me how to tie a bow tie correctly.
You have one that you could tie yourself?
Yeah, I do.
Kudos to you because
I don't know how to do it.
Clip-ons.
But I don't know how to do it.
Oh.
Then I'll tell you this too. When I went and did all the YouTube stuff to show me how to do it, one of the things that they said, which you mentioned, was the clip-ons. You can tell the difference because the tie in the middle is so perfect. Whereas the one that you're wearing right now, which has a white and blue Highlands tint to it, obviously it looked great, but it's not a perfect bow tie. And that's one of the main reasons why people like to do that, right?
Mm-hmm. Is to show how skilled they are, pretty much, and it shows intelligence of you.
And I think probably too, you know, one of the things that I always try to live my life by is showing up and just asking questions is 90% of life, and you've obviously demonstrated that with your initiative to, you know, try to make a difference as an 18-year-old junior at Highlands High School. You want to get involved. You're showing up, you're showing initiative, you're asking questions, and that's more than half the battle.
Thank you.
Anything else?
I just hope younger kids in high school or college start like applying for their local city government, because I think this wouldn't be such a rare occasion if more kids, as soon as they turn 18, say, I'm going to run for city government and I'm going to make a change.
And that's honestly where it starts. That's where it starts, is with the attitude that you have. Congratulations, kudos to your parents and to your manager here, Maddie. Is that right?
Yes.
Maddie is also in the studio. So please make sure you can always check back and look at our archives at fortthomasmatters.podbean.com. You can also search Fort Thomas Matters on iTunes or Google Play directly on your podcast app. For Sam Shelton, this is Mark Collier of Fort Thomas Matters Radio.